Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Astrological Intentions. I am your host, Alex Reavy, along with the Icaria icon herself, Sandy Reavy.
Hi, everybody, from snowy Cincinnati.
It is episode 287, January 22nd. Let's get right into it. In the transits, we have January 23, Tuesday, Venus ingress Capricorn.
Eight charts rejoice.
January 25th, Thursday, full moon at 5 degrees of Leo.
Do you like what you see?
January 27th, Saturday, sun square Jupiter.
Two choices.
And Uranus stations direct.
Finishing up the new self.
And Mercury conjunct Mars.
Email blast away.
Then Sandy's favorite day, January 28th, Sunday, Venus sextile Saturn.
Connections are great.
And Mercury trine Uranus.
Add in a new idea.
And Venus trine Jupiter.
Natural and contagious.
Then in talisman time, Sandy has finished up two: to claim victory and protection from outside sources, and to be protected by a guardian. Then in on the horizon, we are going to give you news of a brand new event, a daytime retreat here in the U.S. Then in our house, Sandy is working on a future first of its kind Egypt retreat. So listen in to hear more of the sights and activities that will happen. Stay tuned for this episode of Astrological Intentions. I say go do you. Now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars. It's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute. Jump in the river. Wash yourself clean so you can deliver you. Hello, Icaria icon.
Yes, go ahead. I was just showing my mom the episode.
Right. So for anyone who has no idea what we're talking about, the post-retreat, so this year for the Greece retreat, there is a post-retreat happening in Icaria.
A post-rest period.
Respite.
I'm not teaching there. I'm resting.
Right. And it's on an island that is not too far away from where we are retreating. And if you have seen the Netflix series of the Centarians, which is the secrets to living 100 years and the blue zones, that exact spot is where this post retreat is going to be. So we love that story that all of a sudden we discovered after you had already booked it. that it was in fact the like same owners in the same building that is in that documentary.
I know that it's so crazy. And I rented the whole place because I thought, oh, you know what? I went the whole place, not really to myself, but so that everybody can have their own room. I know some of the people would like to go to, we went to last year, we went to where?
Athens.
No, we went to starts with the S.
Oh, Santorini.
Santorini. We went to Santorini after the retreat, and you know, a bunch of us went. And this one, I'm like, oh, Icaria. I already know people want to go, so it might already be filled.
Yes,
it might. But you have to go to the retreat, right? So these are just the opportunities for the retreaters.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think I'm already sold out and I haven't even announced it yet, except we're doing that right now.
Right. So yeah, we'll talk more about that. And we also have more info for the Egypt retreat too. So let's go direct to all you listeners. Thank you so much for listening in for all these years on the podcast here. This message is from Deb G. She just went with you to the Mexico retreat and she sent over a message. Thank you so much for a wonderful week. I hope you're not too exhausted since you put so much into everything you do. Thank you. And then 4 kissy faces with hearts.
Is that a lot? I guess. Is that like having like a 4 out of 5 stars?
It's like yeah.
Hey, thanks, Deb. We did have a good time. That was Debbie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good time.
And yeah, you've been rocking that Mexico retreat even without me, and you're full range, like no bridle. Like I don't have to hold you back at all. And you know, You go out.
We laughed a few times. Vicky's like, oh my gosh, I'll be your Alex.
Right. Cause I got to rein you in sometimes. I got to keep you on time.
Oh, you would have seen me today on the activation I did. He loved me.
So let's move into the transits, where we have a decent sized week, but it also includes your favorite day. True so that. And, let's start off.
And, you know, we're into, we're about to get into that leap day. It'll be after this upcoming week, you know, where we get that extra day.
Yes. So let's see. January 23rd, Tuesday, Venus ingress Capricorn.
Yeah, this happens early in the morning, like 3 o'clock in the morning. Day charts rejoice. Why? Because Venus is in the triplicity lord or triplicity lady when she moves into the sign of Capricorn in a day chart. So this mm-hmm. is, we look at sect, S-E-C-T, sect. So here she's conducive to binding together, perhaps a glue, right? She's able to be in harmony with her friends, be in harmony with her tribe. She can be the authority in the group. So it's a nice placement for, yay, day charts. You're a day chart. I'm a day chart. Not all of us are day charts.
Mm-hmm.
So that means if you're a day chart, the sun is above the horizon when you were born.
Right. So if you're born during the day.
Yeah. Then you're a day chart. Duh. Simple. Yeah. It's one of the easier things to know about astrology.
Okay. Well, day charts rejoice. Then also Thursday, January 25th, we have the full moon at 5 degrees of Leo.
Yeah, this is at 11:54 a.m. So we're not going to see it because the moon will be below the horizon because the sun is above the horizon at almost noon. So this is, the sun is in Aquarius. The moon is in Leo, which is received by the sun. And do you like what you see? Mm-hmm. You know, do you like what you feel? Is this too much? Is it not enough? Is it just in perfect alignment? And the reason why, you know, the do you like what you see is because the sun is reflecting the sun's light ruled by Leo. But Leo's in fall. The sun is in fall, F-A-L-L, in the sign of, detriment.
Mm-hmm.
A place he doesn't like to be. And he's looking back on the moon who's in his location.
Right.
So again,
the sun in Aquarius is not super happy.
No,
it's an awkward fit.
Yeah. We think about the sun being the ego, the personality, the me item, the personality, like the ego, me. Sun is me in Leo. And so that's where he is dignified. So when he's in the opposite place, he's far away from where he likes to be. So it's considered detriment. He doesn't have the things he needs. He's in a foreign location. He's in an enemy house. But he's looking back, he's shining the light on the full moon. So looking back at the moon going, hey, is everything okay in my house? You know, on an emotional level. So do you like what you see? So we know that the moon is in Leo, which is ruled by the sun. The sun is in Aquarius, ruled by
Uranus.
Saturn.
Oh, the traditional ruler.
Yeah. And Saturn is in conjunct, is adverse in Pisces. So it's like, do you like what you see? Do you like what you feel? Because the Saturn, the ruler of the sun, is in a Pisces. So we have to feel it because we can't see it. And then it's square. This new moon, this full moon is square Jupiter. So is it too much? So
I think just even that explanation was a little too much.
So it's kind of like giving us an idea of where we're going, because if the sun is shining on the place of his home. He's like, there's home. There's a flashlight. That's the way I got to go. But I have 6 months to get there.
Mm-hmm. So, all right, we'll just take a look around and kind of evaluate what's going on around us and get a sense of that feeling.
Yeah. See what's going on in the spotlight.
Okay. January 27th, Saturday, we skip all the way to Saturday with Sun square Jupiter.
Two choices here. Get more or give more. Yep. The Sun makes two squares to Jupiter per year. This will be the last time that we got it earlier. We got 6 months ago. We're getting it now. And this will be the last time while the Sun is in this detriment place of Aquarius, making a square to Jupiter in the fixed sign of Taurus. So the next time the Sun will square Jupiter, the Sun will be in Pisces, square Jupiter in Gemini. Again, so we have two choices here. Are we giving more or getting more?
We can't get both.
Well, if you get more, you can give more.
True.
Right. So it's
and
kind
if you
of
give more, you get more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If I get more, I give more. And then the next person says, "Oh, I've got too much. Now I'm going to give something else away." So it's kind of like this beautiful, like you think about hands around the world, all of us circling the world, the globe with hands. It's kind of like here we're doing this to give to this. Right. It's kind of like passing the gifts.
Okay. Yeah. And I that is really how it goes. So even we can experiment with either and give it a chance for it
give
to
it
come
a go.
Back around. Mm-hmm.
Give it a go.
All right. So same day, Saturday, the 27th, Uranus stations direct.
Woohoo! He's the last guy that's going to go direct. So he's the last guy that's been retrograde. And so he's now at 1:35 in the morning, literally just about 20 minutes after the Sun makes the square to Jupiter that we were just talking about, the Uranus goes direct at 19 degrees of Taurus. And he stays at 19 degrees because any planet moving, you know, it's pivoting, right? You have to stay in the same area, but depending what planet you are, are you a fast planet like Mercury? Are you a slow planet? Well, not like Pluto. That's the slowest. Then the second slowest is Neptune. But the third slowest is Uranus that we're talking about right now.
Mm-hmm.
So he stays at 19 from December 11th, that's passed, all the way through March 14th.
That's seriously, a big...
That's 4 months. He is at 19 Taurus. It's massive. So birthdays... So anyone's birthday is between May 10th and May 14th is finishing up your new self now. Finishing up your new self. Who are you now? Did you change your name? Did you change your style? Did you change your job? Did you change your attitude? Something should have occurred or is occurring currently with Uranus on your Sun. You can't experience that with some little bit of a chaotic turn, a chaotic set of circumstances. Now, for me, when that happened to me, I got the spiritual download to make talismans and call my company Intention Beads, which I called you immediately because I heard call and get intentionbeads.com. And we should tell that story sometime. Maybe we tell that story in our house. Where you're like, no, mom.
Just tell it now.
Yeah. So I get this message in I'm in Michigan planting flowers and I'm having this aspect of the Uranus on my Sun. And actually Jupiter was there too. And I feel like somebody's coming up from behind me and I fall forward into the plants because I thought somebody was, and they whispered in my ear and said, make your beads at astrological transits and you're making the definition of a talisman. And I'm like, whoa, nobody's here. And I got a message from Spirit, like, whoa, that's somebody talking and changing my trajectory. And I went inside and I started writing. And then I heard calltheseintentionbeads.com. So I called you. I'm in Michigan. You're in Chicago. I call you. You're on a boat. Mm-hmm. Tell your part of the story.
I was on a boat with some friends and I'm so shocked that my phone even worked. We were offshore and you were like, can you get on to GoDaddy.com? And I was like, can I do this once I get back into shore? And you were adamant. So yeah, we did it. And then it had just been let go just days prior and we got it. And it was kind of shocking because it's not the most strange URL that would be available.
Right. Again, that's that whole Uranus. It was perfect timing. And we've never been off our mark since that moment. Never. We've been on intention beads, talisman making role. And that was 14 years ago.
Right. Wow.
But anyway, and it doesn't have to be that exact thing. In fact, it's not going to be that exact same thing. But you're going to have an opportunity to do something new. Yeah.
Right. And finish up your new self.
Yeah. And you're and just real quick that for anybody who's May 10th specifically had the first pass of this, remember, Uranus will make three passes, had the first pass at the 19 degree Taurus on May 11th of 2023. So this would have been anybody's birthday, May 10th, May 11th, and stayed there until May 28th of 2023. So it's been going on for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, but if it hasn't happened yet, it could happen anywhere between until March 14th for another 2 months. Take the opportunity to finish up your new self.
Yes. And especially May 10th through May 14th birthdays. So let's move on to January 27th, Saturday, well, same day, Mercury conjunct Mars.
This is conjoining at 15 degrees of Capricorn, email blast. Be clear on your productive message, right? Mercury, the planet of communication, is joining up with Mars, who's very, very prominent and exalted in Capricorn. So Mercury swings by, hits Mars, and is like, hey, yell from the top of the mountains, have a message, hear ye, hear ye. So I think maybe that Saturday the 27th, can you write that down, Alex? We'll do an email blast.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll read it too.
Well, so let's move on. And it's the final day, but three transits on this day for Sandy's favorite day, January 28th, Sunday, starting with Venus sextile Saturn.
And this has reception. So connections are super great. They work and they bend, they get along nicely, but just don't have surgery on this day. No surgery. But who's getting surgery? What do you call that?
Cosmetic?
Cosmetic. No cosmetic surgery on Sunday, the 28th.
Okay. I don't know many doctors that would be willing to work on Sunday, but who knows?
That's exactly what I mean, because it's probably behind the secret wall. Yeah.
Don't do anything else about Venus sextile Saturn?
Nope.
Okay. So let's move on to Mercury trine Uranus.
Add in new ideas. Mercury now is trining Uranus, saying, hey, there's a new skip in my step. There's a new spirit. Come on, let's elevate a little bit. Even though they're both in an earth sign, Uranus picks up the pace. You know, it's kind of like a swirl. So add a new swirl. Add a new little loop-de-doo to your signature.
Nice.
It's kind of like the doodling.
A little flair.
Send something out. Add a new idea.
Right. And I like that, adding a little bit of extra flair where you don't normally, mm-hmm. whether that's in your emails, whether that's in your communication, or just the way that you present yourself. Cool. The final transit of Sunday, the 28th, Venus trine Jupiter.
All right. This is a lot of trines and sextiles. This is why it's my favorite day. So it's Venus making a trine to Jupiter. So these are the two benefics in probably the easiest, most harmonious aspect they can do. 120 degrees, a trine. Down the side. And it's with reception, because Venus has welcomed Jupiter to her house of Taurus. So this is natural and contagious. It's like happiness, getting alongness, contentment, just like really like open heart, like super red pumping heart that's moving really nice. And everybody wants a piece of that, or wants mm-hmm. to share theirs, right? Yeah, it's nice.
Right.
And that's, again, a lot of beautiful things happening on this day.
Right. Connections, new ideas, extra flair, and just being natural and contagious. Being yourself. Mm-hmm. Knowing that you, being your unique, different self, have a lot of value. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's switch gears and get into talisman times, where you have finished up two talismans. However, the second has been sold, but we'll start with the first. Created Thursday, January 18th, to claim victory and protection from outside sources. My friend Mars protects me on my journey. He also provides winning circumstances when I request. I trust these promises.
Hey, this is Mars in Capricorn. We are not missing Mars in Capricorn to do some victory and some protection. Mm-hmm. Mars is he's the soldier. He can also be the bodyguard. Mm-hmm. And Mars is coming up over the horizon, is in the exaltation of Capricorn. I grabbed this energy. So it was early in the morning, actually right before the sun came up. And this is a protection bracelet. In fact, I considered, but you know, I'm not the salesperson. Mm-hmm. Although we did teach Mercury on the retreat, and I had said, sitting at dinner one night, that I was telling them about all the bracelets I wore, and I said, this is my protection bracelet. I wear this every time I travel. And then one of the girls says, I've got one. And then the other girls are like, I want one. And I said, they don't last long. I mean, meaning they don't.
The transits.
My supply, my talismans mm-hmm. don't last. Like, I make it and it sells. And I considered mentioning it to the girls, but I'm like, oh my God, that sounds too salesy. And so I didn't. And then in the interim, the second one sold.
Right. And we can discuss that one just as a mention, Thursday, January 18th as well, to be protected by a guardian. I am secure and confident in the public arena. My security team is always at my back, working invisibly as my armor and my screen. I go about freely. But both, I think, like, have this essence of like strength and protection and leaning into it.
Yeah, Mars in Capricorn is very victorious. He's ready for the long haul fight. You know, Mars is the planet of war when he's in Aries, but when he's in Capricorn, where he's exalted, he's the soldier of work. He will soldier through and protect as a bodyguard anything that, you know, comes along in a negative fashion. Mm-hmm. So you want Mars and Capricorn on your side. You and I both have Mars and Capricorn.
We right? do. We
do. Which is why we work really well together. And we're hard workers.
Right.
That we work all the time. So it's not my fault that I always work.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. So this first one's still available while it's coming up over the horizon. Right. The one that was purchased at the mid-heaven, this person had gotten a new job and want to feel protected in the new job, in the public arena, in the career. So mm-hmm. I had suggested that one at the Midheaven, but the one on the center is still available as we are recording this now.
Right.
So is there a link? Did you put a link in?
Yes, I will put a link in. And then the talisman of the month, since we don't have any upcoming talismans, the talisman of the month for January is still available to bind a contract. I join together with you now. I promise to act wholly in this sacred time and trust that we create law that we both agree on and to. We are enmeshed. Still love this one.
Yeah, yeah.
Making that heart-to-heart commitment. So let's move into the horizon where, again, we've finished up the year ahead 2024 astrology forecast. And that also comes with its own cheat sheet just for January. So you can download it now, get the last week of January and retroactively look at the dates for January and see how they match up for you. That is all free and available. Click there in the links for just to watch and go over that 2-hour special where Sandy and Susan go over all those dates, or grab the cheat sheet with a free 7-day trial where you could also get February's as well.
It's right. Free. Come on.
So first of its kind announcement, February 24th of this year, we have a daytime retreat. And that is, you are co-hosting with two other women, Jen Weigel and Wendy Rudnick. And it is titled Intention and Inspired Action on the Full Moon. This is going to be a daytime retreat, which you have done before with a different topic. And it went so well and it was so intimate and great that you are all doing this again.
Yeah, it's about an hour and a half away from Chicago in Union Pier, Michigan. So it's right on the water. It's at a private residence. One of the ladies who was also doing the Reiki. And it's Jen Weigel, and she's a author. She hosts this the Spiritual Social Circle. She has a wide audience, and I did something with her back in the fall. And so we're doing this around the full moon. Again, we're going to be going over, all three of us have our own little, I'm the astrologer, then we got the Reiki master, and then the spiritual psychic that where everybody will individually get a session. And then we have lunch, and then we have, you know, sit around chat talk. And it's just a great day, and you can really, there's hotels nearby you could stay, and it's from like 10 to 5. So it's,
and it includes dinner, right?
Includes lunch.
Oh, lunch. Mm-hmm. So it's great. I'm going to include the link for sign up. It is extremely limited spots, so check it out, grab your tickets ahead of time as soon as you're sure you can make it. Then we also have in September, our 2024 Greece retreat, as well as our October, 2024 Egypt retreat. We are super excited about this, which is why we're going to be discussing it shortly in our house. But of course, if you are interested in joining us for any retreat and you have a couple of questions, remember, you can get a free 15-minute call to ask Sandy anything and to see if any retreat is a right fit for you. So that link is going to be in the show notes as well. And without further ado, welcome into our house where you're working on this future, first of its kind, 100% adventure Egypt retreat. And yeah, we want to go over just some more specifics.
Yeah. So, all right. Now that I'm back from
Mexico,
holidays and Mexico, and it's time to now get serious about finalizing. I mean, we've got Egypt's finalized. Not Egypt. I mean, Greece is finalized. I'm signing up people now. And actually I've asked for more rooms already from Ayalis. I'm really good on selling the Greek retreat, but Egypt is going to be a one-off. I'll probably only do this one time. It's with my friend Zephy Devi. She is a high priestess. She takes her groups to through the same kind of patterning in Egypt once or twice per year. So she has been going on this retreat for years, as long as I've known her, and I've probably known her for 15. So she has much in wisdom around the Egyptian traditions and ways. She knows these pyramids. She knows this land. She knows where we go. However, I got to meet the Matmut, who is the...
going to be the tour guide.
Who's her tour guide. So she always hires him because he speaks the language. And this is what he does for a living. Except he's very, very niched, special, that he only works with certain people, since he has been doing these tours in Egypt. So it's Matmut who runs about 4 or 5 tours a year. Mm-hmm. So one of his tours, he's doing Zephy's tour in February. Zephy's going in February. And then she's coming back with us and Matmut in October. So the dates of that are October 9 through October 19th, where I'm needing to sign contracts. So this is why I'm talking about it. We're finalizing the deal so that I can start signing contracts and putting down my deposits. So I've got a little bit of,
idea of the itinerary, right?
Yeah, a little itinerary. And, you know, we've got, we're still working on price as I decide what all the things we are doing. Mm-hmm. And this one is also, I don't want more than 10 people. And I think I might have 6 already, although I'm going to start asking for deposits. So we'll see, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to start, I believe we're starting in Aswan. So we would get to, from Cairo to Aswan. There's flights you can take. We're going to visit the Giza pyramids. And we're going to go into the king's chamber. We're going to actually walk in there. We're going to go to the Abydos. And sorry, everybody, I've never been to Egypt. I've never studied until recently some of these temples, because now I'm going to spend my year, or at least the next 10 months, learning more and more about the Egyptian traditions and the Egyptian gods and goddesses that are very close to the Greek gods and goddesses, or the Roman gods and goddesses. There's Egyptian equivalents. And so what I want to do, you know, as far as teaching astrology, pack your small suitcase. This is a pack your small suitcase trip, because there's a lot of movement. There's a lot. We are not staying at one hotel throughout, like we do in Bali, or like we do in Greece, or like we do in, Kasatara. We are moving to different locations, not every day, but most days. So there's going to be a lot of movement. You know, I don't own a backpack, but I'm wondering if this one could do backpacking. Ooh, I don't know.
I think that would be probably the easiest thing.
So here are some of the temples we're going to go to. Abydos, Seti, the first, Dendara Temple, Karnak Temple, Luxor, Esna Kunom Temple, Edfu Horus Temple, Selselva Temple, and the Quarry, Komombo Temple, the Phila Temple. And because if we start in Aswan and not Cairo, this was my choice so far, because I wanna, this is, and I know some of my people that come on some of my retreats, they want to do what they like, some of the things that I want to do. Right. And one of them is I want to spend the night in the desert.
Yeah.
So he is offering that to us because Zephy begged him, because Zephy's done it.
Yeah.
Where we have cots, we have tents, we build fire, we eat food, we go there by like a Jeep transportation, but we spend the night watching the sky. Spend the night in a desert in Egypt. Check. Didn't even know it was on my adventure bucket list.
I never knew either, and it's on mine.
And so that's why we're going to start in Aswan, because if we start in Cairo, we're going to miss that extra night. And there's another special thing that has been on my adventure list that I have almost been able to cross off in my life. One time I almost crossed it off and it didn't happen. It is looking like it's going, I'm planning it so it can happen in Egypt.
Okay. Now,
keep everybody on pins and needles, because it's adding to the cost. It's adding to the cost of this whole retreat. However, I think if I want to do it, I mean, I could go do it off my, if it's too expensive, I'm not going to call it that we're doing it with the group. Maybe I'll call it a yo-yo day so I can go off on my own and pay my own money and go up and do this thing that I want to do. But I would think everybody would like to do this. I'll hold that until I get the price. But what we are doing that is kind of adding to the price, but this is a must, that we're going to spend, I think, 3 or 4 nights up the Nile. We're going to spend the nights on a boat.
Cool.
Sleeping on the boat and then docking during the day to go to these temples. But that's how we will transport ourselves. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny. We always hear going down the Nile, and Zephy and Mahmoud saying, oh, no, we go up the Nile. And so I like to say that now.
Right.
I'm a little kid. I'm like, I know it's up the Nile. Because really usually go down south in a flow, right? Like gravity toward the equator. But we're going up toward the equator. Anyway, it's a whole thing. And I want to experience that. So there's so much about this trip that I personally almost went on Zephy's last year one. And then I said, because I have always wanted to go. So I said, you know what? Hold on. Maybe I don't go. And maybe you and I create. So she's going to bring half the people. I'm going to bring half the people. And we're doing a combo retreat. But I trust her. I've been working with her for 15 years. I know she's my friend. She's right. My buddy, my friend. So I know, I trust her that she does a beautiful, very sacred, she's a high priestess. She always wears her dresses. She always wears her robes. Her hair is forever long. You may have seen her around. She's a force.
Mm-hmm.
So she'll be doing some work. And I want to be teaching the fixed stars, the most important, not all 2,700 of them, but the most important fixed stars in your natal chart and how they equate to the Egyptian deities and the stories that align with that and how that blends with you, because we're really not going to have a classroom. We're not going to have a place to set up the projector and all sit comfortably, because we're going to constantly on the move. But I was teaching during transport times, maybe an evening on the boat up the Nile. I'll teach some more.
Or it could be just story time.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. That would be cool. I mean, once upon a time, there was this this Egyptian god. And Sarah and you and Tony and you and Alex, you have this in your chart. Mm-hmm. That would be a cool way to do it. Of course, yeah. Handouts. I want handouts because I always say that the handouts that you get, if you remember nothing else about what I'm teaching you at a retreat, that's what I was telling in Mercury. I mean, I always have so many handouts. Sometimes they're book. But it's like the handouts I give you are the most important things to remember. Mm-hmm. So if you don't take notes and if you don't remember anything else I teach you, remember the handouts.
Right.
Because that's you personally.
Right. And just because we mentioned it earlier in the episode, let's talk a little bit about Ikaria, the island just off the coast of Greece that we are planning to do the post-retreat at for Greece, right in between Greece and Egypt. So just give a little rundown.
Yeah. And actually, I've got two girls now going to both. So they're just mm-hmm. going to stay gone for a month and do Greece, Ikaria, and Egypt. Isn't that awesome? Anyway,
yeah.
So we won't have to tell the story now. We just told, we'll tell that next week, right? Or mm-hmm. tell the story about, or maybe did I already? Did we talk about that?
We did.
So anyway, I found this farm on the island of Ikaria in Greece, which is a blue zone, one of the five blue zones of the world. I had a dream about it. I woke up, I went to Airbnb. I'm like, oh, this is what was in my dream. I book it. I call him. I book the whole farm, all the rooms. And then a little later, you watch the show mm-hmm. and said, oh my God, Mom, it's the same picture you showed me the other day. And it's the same location. So yeah. As soon as the retreat, the Venus Star Point retreat is over in Amargos on Sunday, September 29th, we will start making our way, our ferry ride over to Ikaria and spend until Friday there, October 4th. There's only a certain amount of rooms. I'm pricing that out now. So that will not be on my website because I don't know why we're talking about it now, except that the people that are listening that are going to the Greece retreat, it'll be only for the people that are going to Greece. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I might already be full.
Right.
So, and I guess I'm saying this because it's a cool story. And then we'll take the ferry back to Athens and then go home or go somewhere else or hang out until we go to Egypt. So really cool.
Really cool.
And they serve the wine that they talk about. They have a longevity class that we can attend. They're serving the sage tea. We're eating that Mediterranean food they're preparing just like we do in Amargos. Amargos is a five-star resort. Ikaria is a very low inhabitant, even more than Amargos, which is only 1,500.
Right. Right.
Right. You know, I like it. And that's why I like Kasatara. And that's why I like Bali. I like to go away that literally has a different behavior than I'm used to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need the same amenities that I have at home. So if I can, I don't know, I'm not really a rougher. I'm not really although I could glamp, I'm a Girl Scout or was. Mm-hmm. I do like nice things. I certainly do nice things. And I do like comfort and I like safety and I like good food. And I like to have good ambiance and nice, I got Venus and Taurus, duh. So I feel like I pick really cool places.
You do.
Yeah. I mean, thank you.
I know we're going a little bit long on this episode, but I think we are so excited about both of these additions to the retreat lineup this year. And,
The other thing I want to say is because, you know, people ask me, do I only do female retreats?
Right.
Do I accept any, you know, of the masculine? And I say, you know, I don't say anywhere, but I always say I my personal talisman, right? I attract the perfect group to go on this international quest for all retreats. And I always get the right people. I think for Egypt, because Mahmoud, masculine energy, is our tour guide, this would be the perfect time. And I'm not really teaching in class. There's a lot of moving parts. I think this is a perfect time for inviting the male energy into the Egypt retreat. So, right. You know, again, let's grab the perfect group. So masculine, male, all people are invited. I never discount anyone, but this time I'm saying everyone's invited.
Mm-hmm.
All subject matters. Everybody is invited to Greece. I mean, is invited to Egypt, because we will be, it won't be a lot of sitting down in classroom and a lot of conversation in classroom.
All right. Well, I think that is going to be a wrap on our episode today, everybody.
How do they get a hold of you if they're interested in Egypt?
You can email either me, alex@intentionbeads.com, or email sandy@intentionbeads.com, where we can give you more information and we can sign you up on the immediate wait list, which we'll be switching over to deposits very shortly. So thank you everybody for joining today. It was an absolute pleasure. Remember, share this podcast with anyone that you think would enjoy it. And we will see you all next week. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
I say go do you. Now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars. It's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute, jump in the river. Wash yourself clean so you can deliver you. The story of you, the story of you.